Hey, guys, not to cut you off, but I see that Pastor Jeremy Visser has just called in, and I don't want to screw up again by keeping him on too long. And besides,
hey, bring him on. Do bring him on. Yeah, and, you know,
isn't Pastor Visser just Pastor Visser? I think you're going to get trolled.
I think, well, I'm letting Jeremy Visser on the show. So, Jeremy Visser, you are on the air.
Uh-oh.
You're right here. Instead of having four Jews, it's only three Jews on the road.
The retard just signed on.
The pisser possum went ahead and got me IP banned, and last night I called in to my cable provider, and essentially what they've done is that they've outsourced the technical support to Panama, and I have to make a request to essentially manually reset the IP, manually reset the IP number. So tonight I'm trying to get Logan Hunter, so we'll go ahead and do a fourth show over on the Logan Hunter show at 116732 tonight.
Okay.
So essentially, because I can't go ahead and use a Tor browser, which means that essentially I can't hear you Jew boys, yapping on directly. I've been sort of listening, and pretty well there's some news going on tonight. This Fred O'Malley, he got booted off of VNNF, and he started his own whitenation.com. He started his own V-Bulletin forum.
Uh-huh.
And essentially, let the pisser possum on. But I went ahead and logged on as Pastor Linstead, and I got on, and then essentially I guess these tards, for all their talk here, it's just like Harold Covington says, you have these retards, they form a butt buddy forum, and essentially all they do is just ban and do stuff. So they already banned Aikens, they banned a few people who were, quote, flaming, and essentially it's just a tard corral for... non-Jewish, Anglo-Mestizo and Uyghur Christian tards here. So anyway, they got the pisser possum on, and he's saying that Eli James is a great pastor. And, I posted up Russ Walker. Russ wouldn't know a Jew even if it introduced itself like Brother Nathaniel Kapner or Eli James or pisser possum and beat him on the ass. He's supposed to go visit the pisser possum probably this coming week. And, go ahead and see. Jeremy ain't no 6'5". He certainly isn't brown-eyed. So anyway, I called in. I didn't want to go ahead and break your juke fest. I was just sort of listening in with the rest here. And I'm writing up my thing for the show here. I mean,
Let me ask you, Pastor Martin. We just heard the train going by. That was very close. Are you at a train station?
That train is over at the marine terminal here. It's right in the port.
That was you. That was you.
It's about to enter the Cave of Treasures.
I live right next
train at the Baltimore Jews. Around his house here.
Okay, there's
a Jewish community in the southeast. It's in the northwest. I'm in the southeast.
I don't really know or care where you Jews in Baltimore live. In any case,
your show is starting well.
Good self-promotion, though. You got the talk shoe number out. I wrote it down, so I'll have...
116, it's a Logan Hunter show. The main thing that happened is old Fred O'Malley, he has already got his own little tard corral. Linder has essentially banned old Fred and a whole bunch of other tards here. And from my gather, if you go over to Fred O'Malley's whitenation.com tard corral, you get your ass banned if they catch you over there. So
we'll have to go over there.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. They've already banned two or three more people. So it's just like Harold Covington says, as he calls it, the Lords of Evil can you know, pretty well you have a head tard who pays, and I know full well they paid, they probably paid $195 for the forum, and what they did is they don't use the vBulletin 4.2, or they don't buy the vBulletin Beta 5. They use the 3.8.7, which is the last build for vBulletin 8.7. And it's just like Forfax Thebes and VNNF here. vBulletin 3.whatever was really the last, you know, good stuff. vBulletin 4 is pretty well shit, and a lot of people don't want to go ahead and pay for Zen 4.0. That's what they bought.
One thing I did notice, Marty, is that on your website, your message board there is a section devoted to Harold Covington and his Northwest Front. What's the deal with that?
Well, pretty well on March 9th, 2009, a week or so after essentially the bogus case against me fell apart. And I'm going to put up it was 8 years ago that I was arrested and tortured and all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And pretty well what Covington was doing during the time I was essentially locked in a way, I pretty well kept track of, you know, the movement, but I couldn't access the boards or do anything. I'd go ahead and write letters and have a few people, sort of like Bill White does, put things up for me, and I was already an internet legend then. But I noticed that Harold Covington, after, 4 or 5 years, pretty well there's been about 3 or 4 major means of getting out the word. The first was fax and BBS, and then when they got the internet, you could pay $100 for this major domo list here, $100 a year.
Right.
And then here comes eGroups and Cool List, and eGroups got sold to Yahoo Groups. So between 1998 to about 2003, pretty well, the Yahoo Groups was the main way of spreading, you know, the Yahoo Groups list server was the main way of spreading things around. But then Yahoo, it did just like Facebook and Google, they started censoring. And in about, 2003, Stormfront and then VNNF bought, Fade the Butcher, or Hunter Wallace bought, pretty well vBulletin version 2.0. And then the vBulletin forum was pretty well the main conduit for messages between, say, 2003 to about, 2010. And now the main conduit is essentially the WordPress blog.
Uh-huh.
So you've had changes in communication. And I noticed in 2009, that Covington was still sticking with the Yahoo groups. And because of Yahoo censorship, you had to pretty well clamp down. You couldn't make it public or else you'd go ahead and find that your Joohoo group had been Joohooed.
Uh-huh.
And in any case, it's pretty well a long story. But anyway, I decided on March 9th, 2009 to essentially make peace with Harold Covington. So I'm sort of an ally of his, but in order to avoid fighting with his tards, I get along pretty good with his right-hand man, Danny Donner. I mean, Andy used to live in Missouri, and he came down to visit me, and, pretty well Andy's, very, very, good class as opposed to Axis Skanky. But most times I don't want to get on Covington's forum and then fight with his Nazi tards or his Create tards or whatever, but Covington will ask me what I think, and what I do is I reprint his Radio Free Northwest. Him doing it gave me the idea to do it, but pretty well I gave him the idea of getting off the Joohoo groups, or not so much getting off, but expanding to the forums and the other things, and essentially he went ahead and got out of Yoo-Hoo Ghetto here, and I think it was partly, my doing here. So essentially what we are is we don't all together agree. Christian Day doesn't agree because we think that the Savior isn't going to be a revolt. It's going to be the Great Tribulation. And so my 10,000 Warlords program is different than his Northwest Front program. But on the other hand, it's not altogether incompatible.
Because I have noticed that on his, I don't know if you want to call it his manifesto or his constitution or something like that, when he wants to create this whole Northwest Front, he's going to outlaw all religion. And I don't think that...
That is not what he's doing. He is pretty well saying is that essentially priestcraft will be outlawed just like lawyercraft. There is no outlawing religion. They're simply outlawing. I mean, pretty well. I do not accept any money. Unlike Eli James, unlike Finkelstein, unlike Jeremy Visser. I mean, the main thing I'm trying to say is that these characters are, just look at them. They're Jews and Mamzers. And R.D. Bradshaw, he had a number of things to say. He was commenting about the Pisser Possum being on your show and talking about trailer trash. Well, Nimbuster Tard went ahead and got a picture of 76 Far Road, Griffin, Georgia. And essentially it looks like it's a single wide or maybe a double wide, but, certainly a single wide. I mean, essentially houses are not built, with that length to, width ratio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's Visser lives there. Well, I knew Visser. I mean, Visser used to tell me a number of things, some of them were probably true, some were lies even then. But, I don't think Visser wrote these books that he's so proud of because he doesn't write that way normally. And I think he was just pretty well sponsored, in there. I think he's been pretty well caught with the meth. Essentially, he's just a supporting Dutch Jew Melungeon who was brought in. So I published Russ Walker's letter, and generally, you going over there to the Piss and Possums, that epileptic retarded Jew faggot intern going over there to the Piss and Possums, it just pretty well just looks like there's nothing but Jews and Mamzers and Nimbusters come in. And essentially having a bunch of Jews and Mamzers.
You sound retarded, dude.
Hmm?
You sound retarded, though. There's a difference.
That's the epileptic, that's the epileptic retarded.
Dude, you sound retarded.
Right? Okay. I guess a epileptic retarded Jew faggot doesn't know what it sounds like. In any case.
Groans, man. We hear you groans, boy.
But Ron, okay. Mark, what is your show starting with Logan?
He talks about his Crohn's disease is what he
when
does.
When does the show start? Logan, it started way back in early 2012.
Oh, tonight. When is it starting?
8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern.
Okay.
In your case, it'd be 4:30 Tel Aviv time or something?
Something like that. Anyway, but the thing is that I am pretty much over my time that I'm allotting myself, so I am going to let you go.
That's true here. You can go ahead.
Okay, so I'm muted.
You think that intimidates me? Listen. I've been real generous with your with you. I've been real ripping generous with you. Out there in terms of who's going, this is called leadership. You know anything about leadership. Who have you ever led your life?
I've led.
Hey, I can barely understand. Let me tell you what. I have to strain to hear the words you're enunciating. I don't know if you've rammed your face into the country, but it sounds like you don't have.
Okay.
Anyway.
I had to put Pete Dembski on hold because he's doing that. Remind me, I got a couple of phone calls to play, so maybe I should go into some overtime because, in terms of Jim Giles. Hold on here, one second.
Yeah, hey Marty, tell us about your Crohn's disease, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But hold on one second. I got this one here. Jim Giles, he called it. Now, he has this up on his website. This is from August of 2010. I never heard this before.